The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There is no doubt that it's due to His kindness and generosity that He gives us opportunities such as these where we gather together in praise and in remembrance of Him Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And we pray that our a'mal, our du'as, our siyam, our qiyam, all of these inshallah ta'ala are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we get a chance and an opportunity inshallah to see this great month next year as well inshallah. We have been doing tafsir, or an explanation of this du'a that we recite, and tonight inshallah I want to finish this du'a so that we get a full understanding of it, and then the aim of it would be to utilize this du'a through the course of the year. Not to leave it just for the month of Ramadan or to peg it for the month of Ramadan. Rather, you recognize that the du'as that we have been given by God are not necessarily reserved for a specific time or a specific place. They can be reached out to at any time. The du'a that we have been doing tafsir of is Allahumma adkhil ala ahlil quburis surur. And we get to the 12th verse, and there's only 4 more verses left. We'll try to finish them as swiftly as possible. In the 12th verse of the du'a, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala teaches us to say, Allahumma ghayyir su'a halina bihusni halik. O Allah, change our unpleasant state to Your beautiful state. Yeah, yani we did not ask Allahumma ghayyir su'a halina bi husni hal. That's not what we asked. We asked to be changed to husni halik, Your beautiful state. Now most of the verses that we recited prior to this, the understanding that could be taken from that would be from a physical dimension as well as a spiritual dimension. That we can look at, for example, asking for wealth materialistically and immaterialistically through different avenues of wealth. This particular line, our Mufassireen say, is referring only to the spiritual realm. Yeah, where we are so dissatisfied with our unpleasant state spiritually that we are asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to change our unpleasant spiritual state into a pleasant and infinite beauty of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Yeah? I am tired of not having the right qualities to strive to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. You see, all of us are smart enough, are educated enough to know the qualities that we need to be successful. None of us are ignorant of that. Yeah, we know the qualities that are required. God has told us, the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam have told us, every Mawlana has told us who has come and delivered a lecture. We have to be a muttaqi, you have to have patience, you have to have tawakkul, you have to have all of these characteristics. We know them. The problem we get is to have these characteristics. Because they're difficult to have. If they were easy to have, everybody would have them. Right? So they're difficult to have. And this is where I recognize that, Ya Allah, I am not satisfied with the spiritual state that I am in. Yeah. See, the month of Ramadan has given us a taste of the positive qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? In the month of Ramadan, we have become muttaqi. Whether we have recognized it or not, we have become muttaqi. In the month of Ramadan, we have relied upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone else. Isn't it? Yeah. I get a headache, I'm hungry. I say, Ya Allah, I'm doing this for You, help me through. Help me through. Yeah, I don't want to break my fast, right? So we get this encouragement and reliance upon God. He has shown us what it feels like and tastes like to be like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To get the godly qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we are asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to give us these qualities for the rest of our lifetime. Yeah? And by changing our negative qualities into positive qualities. So what we are asking here is that we change these qualities. Now our Mufassireen say that, look, once our qualities begin to change from these unpleasant state to the beautiful state of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will begin to exhibit the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? The names of God that we discuss every week, what are they for? So us to be like them. Yeah. So here when we change our unpleasant state to a positive state, we begin to exhibit the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we begin to gain a level of peace and tranquility in our everyday actions of lives. Yeah? Because I know that I'm connected to God. Yeah? Our fourth Imam, Imam As-Sajjad alayhi afdalu salatu wasalam, Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. He says about his father on the day of Ashura, this is very beautiful, yeah? He says that on the day of Ashura, when the situation became very tense, when the fighting was at its peak, the people's conditions, even on the side of Imam al-Hussein, began to change. Yeah? They began to get nervous a little bit. Their colors began to change. But as the situation got more and more difficult, when they looked at Aba Abdullah, he was more calm and more tranquil than ever before. Yeah? Because he knew what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expected of him. He knew that he had that positive qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as the situation became more tense, he became more calm. Yeah? He became more tranquil. And this is what will happen to us. Yeah? That if we can change our negative qualities to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's positive qualities, we too will remain in this state of tranquility no matter what life throws our way. The 13th verse of this dua says, Allahumma qdi 'anna ad-dayn. O Allah, fulfill or facilitate for us the payment of our debt. This verse speaks of a common debt that every human being owes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not talking about financial debt. Remember, financial debt we have talked about previously in this. So why does God repeat it? One can say He is repeating it because this is how evil or bad debt are. Money problems are. However, Mufassirin say that this is talking about a different type of debt. Yeah, this is not talking about a physical debt. Rather, this is talking about a common debt that we all have to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guiding us, for teaching us, for providing us sustenance. Every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owes a debt of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. He says in sermon number 52 of Nahjul Balagha, he says, if you were allowed to live in this world for all the time that it exists, yeah, yani from the beginning to the end, if you were allowed to live in this world, even then your actions cannot pay for the great gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for you. Yeah? And the greatest of these is guidance, hidayah towards iman. Yeah? So we owe this gratitude. So how do we pay back this debt? Yeah? How do we pay back this debt? Amir al-Mu'mineen has said we can't. Yeah? We can't pay back this debt. But the least that we can do is be thankful for that which we have been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? As he said in a hadith al-Qudsi that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reveals to Nabi Musa, he says, Ya Musa, ushkurni haqqa shukri. Yeah? Do shukr to me with the shukr that I deserve. Yeah? Allah, yeah, that it is deserving of me. So Musa alayhi salam says, Ya Rabbi, kayfa ashkuruka haqqa shukrika wa laysa min shukrin ashkuruka bihi illa wa anta an'amta bihi alayya. He says, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi, how can I do shukr to you when the fact that I do shukr to you is itself a gift from you that I have been given? Yeah? Everything in my life comes from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. At this time Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala replies, Ya Musa, shakartani haqqa shukri. You have now thanked me the way I deserve to be thanked. And this is what our responsibility is. We have to recognize that every moment of our lives, yeah, good or bad according to our definition of good or bad, that these are gifts given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This life is a gift from Allah. This religion is a gift from Allah. This He is a gift for us. Yeah? And we need to be thankful in every step that we take for what we have been given. The 14th verse here is, وَأَغْنِنَا مِنَ الْفَقْرِ. Yeah? And Ya Allah, make us needless. Yeah? Lift us away from this poverty and make us ghani. Yeah? Needless, in other words. Not this material ghina that we are talking about. Again, Mufassirin say that this can be attributed in one of two ways. The first is, it is understood as a continuation of the previous verse. Yeah? And in the previous verse we say, oh Allah, facilitate the payment of my debt and make me needless. That makes sense. Yeah? To say that remove me from this and then take me to this. So remove me from this debt or understanding that what I owe you, Ya Allah, and make me needless of anybody else but you, O Allah. The second meaning would be to seek relief from poverty itself. Yeah, but this is not just that physical poverty. Rather, what we are asking from here is the poverty that each and every one of us have of thought, the poverty of action, the poverty of deeds, the poverty of intention. When we fall short in paying back to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that which we owe Him, it is because we are not strong enough and are not well off enough to fulfill that responsibility to Him. So we are asking for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to seek relief from that particular poverty. And the last line of the dua is, إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ Qadir. Indeed, Ya Allah, you are powerful over everything. You take everything that we have asked for and you end with this line. It is the most fitting line. Yeah? Because if you had asked me for 15 things, I would have told you, calm down. Yeah? Ask me for one thing. Yeah? Maybe two. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we have put a list of things for Him. Yeah? But then we say, Ya Allah, innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. You are powerful over everything, this is nothing for you. And if we have that in mind, why wouldn't all of our hajjats be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Dear listeners of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, you can follow this program entitled Minbar every day in the month of Ramadan. If you have any suggestion, you can send us your email at englishradio@irib.ir.
Love is everywhere. So much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran. I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how? Ramadan, 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 Ramadan,